With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Scott Kane with Aimpoint Research was on the Dairy Stream podcast talking about the Farmer of the Future 2.0. He shares the five key drivers of change in agriculture.
Data, who owns it, and how you trace it is going to become and is important, but it will become increasingly important. How we deliver what we deliver is more about the quality than the quantity. And this is really important, is that what we're beginning to see is that as men and women are looking at the health of the American food system, it's not just our ability to produce the quantity, it's also becoming the quality of what we're delivering, the nutritional value, the caloric value, not just the quantity, when it's talking about human or animal consumption, not biofuel or others. We also think that there's more and more attention, whether in this administration or others, to environmental pressures of all sorts. And the last is that it's not just a chemically driven society that we live in. They have done very good things to help us sustain and grow our agricultural capabilities. Biologics are part of that equation, are going to become even more part of that conversation. So between those five that I went over very quickly, we think those are the uncertainties and the geopolitical activities that really need to be paid attention to at the farm gate.
And which do you think is going to have the biggest impact on agriculture?
So my answer to you, and it's a biased answer, is it has to do with data. And when I say data, I really do believe that our decision making that says what I do on my farm is mine and not yours, you should just trust that I'm going to do that, is going to be a challenge that is tangible. And the reason I say that is biotechnology, depending on what you do, may be intangible. Food is health may be intangible. Precision ag may be intangible. What's happening in Ukraine may be intangible to you. But how we do what we do and people's demands to understand that requires data. And that data is going to be shared and used in multiple ways. We as a community are going to have to be open to the fact that that which was created on our farm is needed by others to help us do what we're doing. It's going to feel like they're asking for more than they should. In most cases, they're not asking it to be onerous. They're asking it to be helpful. And I think about that in the lending environment. I think about that in the input environment. I think that in the cooperative environment. I think that in the federal and state regulations. This is not to make your job harder. And this is the hardest thing for us when we talk about tangible. The questions that are being asked are not trying to make it harder for you to do your job. They're trying to make it so that the system works better. And until we understand that's why these questions are being asked, in my mind, data and then traceability are probably the most significant.
That was insight from Scott Kane. He's the president of Aimpoint Research, and they recently released research on the Farmer of the Future 2.0. You can listen to this full episode on our website, or you can find Dairy Stream on your favorite podcast app. And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.